This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the body of former President Ronald Reagan is being moved to his presidential library in California. It is the first stop before Reagan is moved here to Washington, where there will be a state funeral for a man who led a conservative movement that redefined much of American politics. We will spend much of this week remembering the former president, and we start this hour with NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts, who was covering Congress when President Reagan arrived in Washington. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
How would you describe that first period of Reagan's presidency?
Oh, it was something. You know, he came swooping in out of the West and just turned Washington topsy-turvy, starting with the inauguration, which he switched to the west front of the Capitol. It had always been on the east front of the Capitol. And when he switched it, you wondered why presidents hadn't done that before. It was this beautiful swath of grass all the way down to the National Mall, as opposed to the other side, which was a parking lot. And there he was, you know, in just a gorgeous day, taking the oath as the hostages are being released from Iran. And he said in that famous speech, government is not the solution, it's the problem. And that became the byword for what was about to come. The Senate had become Republican for the first time in decades. The Republicans had a working majority going in the House of Representatives. And the president proposed all kinds of cuts in the budgets, cuts in taxes, that had everybody rushing around Capitol Hill trying to figure out how on earth he was going to get these things passed, because it was so much the way things had not been done before. And then after he was shot and his approval ratings went way up, it was impossible to stop him. Members of Congress were looking over their shoulders all the time to see what their voters were saying, because the voters loved President Reagan, and the members of Congress were afraid to cross him on anything. You know, it's somewhat ironic that he is coming back to Washington for this final period. But one of the things that the Reagan presidency understood was that sense of ceremony and that sense of the presidency. And that was particularly true after the Jimmy Carter presidency, where Carter had carried his own bags and stopped playing Hail to the Chief, Carter responding to the Nixon presidency. So Reagan coming back here in that sense, even though he ran against Washington for his second term, it is appropriate.
Well, the current president, George W. Bush, says that he has modeled himself after Ronald Reagan, both in style and certainly in terms of policies. Is that working?
Well, clearly this president has patterned himself much more on Ronald Reagan than on his own father, George Herbert Walker Bush. And he has paid attention to Reagan always saying that people knew where he stood and that he didn't waver, and people liked the fact that he stood on principle. The fact is, he did waver. He after that big tax cut in the first couple of years, then he raised taxes, was the biggest tax increase in history. And, of course, the most famous change on the question of the Soviet Union. But there was a sense with Ronald Reagan that people knew where he stood. But people had known him for years and years. Remember, he had been around for a long time before he was president. That's not true with this President Bush. And also, of course, he's not had the advantage of having been an actor, where he knows how to address the people in a way that is very convincing. But there are people in the Republican Party who think that this event reminding people of Ronald Reagan and Reagan's legacy could have a big impact on the Bush campaign.
Okay, thanks, Cokie. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.